Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
We'll be right back. The Danish band Mew this week played their final ever show with Jonas as singer at the Roundhouse in Camden this week.
You were there.
I was there. It was phenomenal. That was from their, well, it was from their second album, Half the World is Watching Me, that was released in 2000, but it also appeared on Fringes, which was 2003, which got them a wider audience, got them known outside of Denmark, and they released one, two, three, four more albums after that. Last one was in 2017. But yeah, I don't know what the other members are doing, but Jonas is concentrating on other things. Yeah, that was Am I Rye? No, this week's vocal classic.
Brilliant. We've got an album this week from Mandy Indiana. We're not going to be out.
We're not, are we?
Alice Costello.
We didn't do it on the first hour.
There will be an Alice Costello track coming up very soon. Well, maybe after the next double?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But so much to fit in. Let's get going with New Metric. Big week for returns of heavyweight Canadian bands. Is it?
It is. Because
are Metric Canadian?
They are, very
yeah,
much so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they were part of Broken Social Scene Collective. Well, Emily Haynes was involved early on. And Broken Social Scene also back. We have a track from them. And Metric, Broken Social Scene, and Stars are touring across Canada. That's a good lineup. I don't think that lineup will come to the UK, but Broken Social Scene will be coming to the UK.
Okay.
Rumoured for Green Man. We will see. But yes, Metric are back. News of a new album that I haven't got on my screen in front of me at the moment, but we'll hear the single first, which is called Victim of Luck. And I'm going to follow it with...
New single by Dead Letter.
Let's do that.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Does this face tell a story? sweaty carcass, crammed in with the headless. Suffice to say that the former would be all but petrified by this dual countenance gluttonous that swarmed its way in every nook and cranny.
Is shaping up to be a big year for Dead Letter, who are readying their second album, Existence is Bliss, for release on 27th of this month. That was the track Among Us, which is the third track taken from it. They have a tour coming up as well. They're one of the bands who were on the first wave of announcements for Get Together Festival, which is in May. Also, they've got dates in Bristol, Leeds, Manchester, London, Newcastle, Glasgow and Nottingham coming up. That was good.
That was good.
Metric before, and with their 28th play on the breakdown. Did we work that out? I think so.
28th, yes.
28th play for the Metric over the years.
Victim of Luck. And the album's called Romanticise the Dive, out in April.
I'm pretty sure there's already been a Metric album called that. That is such a very metric title.
It is.
We were toying with the idea of having two albums of the week this week, but we kind of forgot about that. So it will just be the one from Alice Costello's. Is it her second record?
It's a debut.
As a
debut album, yeah. I'm Moshi Moshi Yesterday. Move On With The Year is the name. Produced by Mike Lindsay of Tongue and Lump fame. And yes, the track that I've picked is called Of Course I Know.
Of course I know it's not right to wake in the night and think of you only. A photograph caught in the light by the water, living a different life. Of course I know, how couldn't I? Of course I know, how couldn't I? Of course I know, it's not right to tell all your secrets as if they were mine. Spend too much much of my time carrying them with me, keeping it all inside. Of course I know, how couldn't I? Of course I know, how couldn't I? Of course I know.
Of course I know, from Alice Costello's debut album, Move On With The Year. And she was this week announced for End of the Road, but you can see her closer to home in Sheffield in April. No, in February.
Yeah, 26th?
26th February.
26th February. Right, okay, we've had very few new artists so far today, so let's rectify that slightly with a new one next, Fuzzy Feelings, I think it's the solo project from London. An album called Under The Pit came out about a month ago now, but it's very, very, very good. So we're going to play you a track from it called 50 Takes. And then are we going to double it up with Mandy Indiana?
From the other week, yes.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Just saying to you, I saw Mandiana a few years ago. They played on a Brudenell bill,
yeah,
really early on in the day, and you could just tell they were something special.
Yeah,
and gone on with it now. Two albums, ugh,
ugh, You know, like when you're disgusted by something, you just say ugh.
I say ugh.
That's how you spell it. No, ugh. Not ugh.
When you're really disgusted,
no one says ugh. You're the only person who says ugh. Yeah, there we go.
Billy Woods was on that one.
He was. Yeah, that was Sicko.
From the album.
The album of the week.
Which was called?
I don't know. I've forgotten.
It's only a small tour they've got of the UK in March. The London, Leeds, Glasgow and Liverpool at the moment. Let's see where they are around the time of Get Together. I reckon they're going to be on the Get Together bill. I think so.
Have they not done it before?
I don't. No, I don't think they have.
Quite long?
No.
Neither of them?
No, I don't think they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good bet then.
All right. And it was
we filled some time now.
Really good. Before that, it was Fuzzy Feelings.
It was, yeah.
Underpin, the album, you heard a track called 50 Takes.
Right. Before your Treble 7, we're going to have friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Broken Chanter is back with news of a fourth album. The title is This Could Be Us, You or Anybody Else, which is named after an etching by Arpita Singh. And the single came out this week, Shake It to Bits. It is glorious.
Sing along, just sing along. You sing along, you sing along, just sing along. I'll fix your money.
spiky. That is David McGregor, recording under the name Broken Chanter. Fourth album, out on Chemical Underground. Should have had the date on that press release, can't see it. But it's out soon, there'll be more singles from that before then. That was Shake It to Bits.
Treble Seven time.
Mm.
The final part of this Treble Seven is going to be a cover version, which is going to have its third play on the show for different artists.
Beck's
cover of, well, I'll not tell you what it is.
No, don't spoil it.
You'll find out in the end. There's going to be two new artists before that, though. First, I'll tell you about, it's the band called Stuck, who are from America, but don't fully let that hold that against them. I think they are, I don't know much about them, actually. I'll be honest with you. Optimizer is the name of an album coming out soon. And Chicago, here they are. They're from Chicago. Instakill is a single, which was out last week. And this is really, really good. So, I need to put it to the bottom there, don't I?
Yeah.
Otherwise, that won't happen.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
Rival nails. Christ inflating in rage. Beats his chest and spits. Then back into his cage. Help me understand! Forcing motherhood! Help me understand! Forcing motherhood! Damning consequence! Compliance! Man in scarcity! Exploit the desperation of others! Ooh. Leverage!
monsters hidden from my child's vision, but I see them everywhere.
Too. How can it recognize you? Let's just step out into the light, the light. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. Love will find you in the end. True love will find you in the end.
So that's the third time we've played that song, none of which have been by the original artist.
No.
That's got to be rectified, I think.
Yeah.
Future for we'll Classic. But that was True Love Will Find You in the End, originally that from Daniel Johnson, that time from Beck. And it's the final track on a mini album of covers that came out last week, it looks like. Everyone's Got to Learn Sometime. That was the cover. That was from Eternal Sunshine, that one.
It was.
There's two new releases on there. And is the one that I just played you one of the new ones? Don't know. Doesn't matter. Before that, you heard Stuck, which is a track which is going straight onto my album, Songs of 2026, Instakill, and then something by Landowner. They are from America as well, from Massachusetts. They're putting out their fifth album, Assumption, next month. Two songs from it. Well, one song came out this week. It's 6 minutes 20. I decided to go for the first single, which was 1 minute 34. You heard Rival Males there. All right, time for your longest song of the day.
Longest song of the day, yes. R.I.P. Magic have been a bit of a buzz band for a while. And...
Hello.
but they've only released two songs so far last year. Well, make that three now, because one came out this week. They feature... what's his name? Marco Pini from Sorry, we played earlier, among their members, and Felix Bailey Higgins, Beth Boswell Knight, and Pedro Takahashi. This single came out this week. It's excellent. It's called Five Swords.
Give me your mind, give me your mind, just to sit here.
What a track.
Yeah, produced by none other than James Murphy, and out on DFA Records. That is R.I.P. Magic, five words.
Oh, brilliant. About 17 minutes to go here for the breakdown before we hand over to Reggae Time. I reckon we can get four or five in. Jessica Hoop is going to be the first of those. She's been away for a while, but she is back. Announced her seventh studio album, Long Wave Home, for 1st of May. Couple of days ago, and this is the first track from it. It's called Designer Citizen. We'll match this up with something else. What have you got?
That's that broken social scene.
Do it.
Country, gonna laugh as I'm losing my country. Love a dirty joke, it's good to be in the know. Free to speak. Let's see how low we can go. We're in on a gag, it's my country. Feel no shame, we just give it a new name. Not of the long knives, the new man's black and white. Stripe by stripe, it won't happen overnight. Then we switch the flag, I'm a designer citizen. Designer citizen. Strong man, no parade, promenade. No weak man handing out the lids at Hakumba Hot Springs. Banditos and muscle foam plus rojas coming for your bag. It's my country. What we need is the brawn of a strong man. Look, he's running around doing strong man things. Now that we've identified enemy guts, they can wear the badge. I'm a designer citizen. Designer citizen.
Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
There's no need to hide here.
Moroccan social scene.
Yes, who are back with their first album in 9 years. Remember the Humans is out on May the 8th via Arts and Crafts, and that was not around anymore.
And we had Jessica Hoop before.
We did.
It must be about the same amount of time since she's been gone. No, maybe not as meant. I seem to remember 2019. Don't think she's had much post-COVID.
No.
But good to have her back. Holy Duck have been away for a while, and this is in a week where I have managed to save my T-shirt, my favourite T-shirt, which I got in 2008 of Holy Duck.
Saved it from what?
A red inking.
Ooh.
I inked all of my clothes, all my white clothes, because of this jumper. This jumper, Steve, look at it.
I see it.
Monstrous
yeah.
jumper. But I've saved it all. Saved them all. Thanks to, I'm going to say a big thank you to Isabella for her help in helping a very frantic Joel on Thursday morning and Wednesday morning. So Holy Duck have an album called Event Beat coming out in March, end of March. And this is the second track, which has been released, called Elevate. Thank you. They are really are the Holy Duck of bands.
They are.
That was Elevate from Holy Duck from their new album, which is out very soon. We got one more track to play today. You're not going to be here next week, are you?
Next week. Next week, I'm not, no.
We're going to have Jen in the studio with me for a Valentine's special.
Got an upgrade.
Handing over to Reggae Time in a moment. One more track to play for us, and it's going to be a new artist to the show. But Dead have been played many times on The Breakdown. Jason Baller has a new project called Accessory, and the track we're going to play is called Calcium. Anything else to
add? I have nothing else to say.
Nothing more to add. No. So I should play this in 3, 2, 1 seconds.